Blog Talk Radio.
Correct way in which we should be using
of these words. Amen. From a biblical perspective, amen, we are being judged every day. And we are and have judged every day. Now, through this lesson, you should understand and know why you are judging. Many people judge the wrong way, amen, because this is the way that they was taught, amen, and they learned through the church, because the church do not explain anything. They don't go through the word study, amen, as I do in most of my lessons, amen. So if you are the one that's saying that you can't be judged by another, amen, you shouldn't be a Christian. I'm going to tell you why. Amen. Amen. But I want to go first to the main scripture in which the people use that they quote, amen, that the Bible, they say the Bible says that you can't judge them. And this scripture is in Matthew chapter 7. Amen. Starting at verse 1, it reads as follows: Judge not, lest ye be judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measurement ye meet, ye shall be measured to you again. And why behold thou the mote in thy brother's eye, but thou considerest not the beam that's in thy own mind? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote in thy eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own mind? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thy own mind, and then thou shalt see clearly, then cast out the mote in thy brother's eye. First of all, one thing about people, when I talk to people, I always tell them to read the whole scripture rather than what they want to pick out of the scripture, amen, because most people don't read the whole scripture, amen. They just pick something out of the scripture because they want to defend themselves rather than get the truth, amen. Number one thing, if you just read the first verse, judge not lest you be judged. I mean, you'll get that as you can't be judged, amen, unless you go judge another, amen, and that means that you can't be judged. So, but again, tell you the problem. The problem is that people don't read the whole Bible. And because they don't read the whole Bible, they miss out on the truth. And the church don't give them it neither. So I'm going to read you verse 5. Because this scripture does not tell you you can't judge. It's trying to keep you from judging the wrong way. And that wrong way is a hypocritical way. Amen. A hypocrite, amen, in the ancient days was an actor. They wore masks and they danced. They called plays. They had plays on stage in which they consumed the role of a script or an act, amen, amen, and the people didn't know who they was because they played their role to a T, and they called the actors hypocrites, amen. That's what a hypocrite is an actor. So the Bible does not tell you, it gives you the consequence of judging wrong. Amen. The consequence that you're going to be judged with the same measure as you laid down to your brother. That's the consequence if you judge it as a hypocrite. Amen. The first thing he says in verse 5, he said, thou a hypocrite. He said, thou a hypocrite if you are judging and you haven't judged yourself. You need to discern your own character and your own behavior before you discern your brothers. Amen. But here you try to condemn. Amen. Here the scripture said, you hypocrite, first, that means that is a second. He said first, so that means that there is something to do second. Amen. First, cast out the beam out of thy own eye. Okay, he said, get your own situation in order. Get your house in order. Amen. Once you get your house in order, then you can talk to your brother or your sister. Hallelujah. Oh God. He said, and then shalt thou see clearly. Because he said you can't see clearly if you still have a beam in your eye. How can a crackhead, amen, that's old crack, tell another crackhead that's old crack, amen, to stop smoking, amen? Can I get a witness here? Amen. There's no knowledge in that. There's no wisdom in that. Amen. So how is the brother going to believe you when he know that you in fault also? Amen. Hallelujah. He said, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. He said, once you are able to see clearly, then you can go back and tell your brother. Amen. Can I get a witness here? But if you can't see it clearly, you need to stay out of it. Amen. Can I get a witness here? You cannot judge another and you in bondage yourself. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Amen. So people use this. They use this scripture not knowing what it's talking about. You say, well, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, you are your brother's keeper. You are the one that is judging him, judging her, keeping them in honor. That's what church folks do. That's what church folks are required to do. But yet we don't do it because we use this phrase, this scripture, out of context, not knowing our duties as another Christian, amen, which is to discern good from evil. And that is a form of judging, amen. Should I get a witness here? Oh, God. We're going to go on, amen. We're going to go on a little bit so we can try to give you a little bit more understanding, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go on so we can try to give you a little bit more understanding. I want to read to you in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, the scripture reads this. Amen. In verse chapter 5, verse 12 and verse 13, the scripture says, for what have I do to judge them that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within? But them that are without God judge. Therefore, put away from you among yourself the wicked person. Amen. Listen to what he's saying. He said, we judge those people that is within. Within what? Within the church. Amen. Can I get a witness? That's the Christian job, to judge those that are in the church. That's why we gather together. That's why we commune together, amen? That's why we share things together. But people don't use it the right way. We don't have our opportunities the right way. We want to get information to hurt somebody with. That's not our obligation. We don't get information to hurt people with. We get information to change people's lives. Amen. To turn their lives around so that they can be a better Christian, amen, a better person, a better family member, a better organization, whatever it is, we do it to turn their lives around to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Amen. He said that do not we judge them that are within the church. Amen. Within the church. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the present judging that we're supposed to do while we're here on this earth. This is what we're supposed to do. But there are future judgments in which we're going to do. And they come from verse chapter 6. Verse 2, which says, do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if ye shall judge the world shall judge by you. Are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Amen. Can I get a witness? And we're going to judge the world. Why can't we judge these smaller matters while we here on earth? Amen. Can I get a witness? He said, know ye not that ye shall judge angels? How shall the more things that pertain to this life? If ye have the judgment of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. Oh, God, hallelujah. Come on, church. We ought to be able to give judgment between one another. Amen. But we're so vindictive. We're so hurtful toward one another. We can't even talk to one another without trying to get back at one another or trying to bring somebody down to their knees. Can I get a witness here? That ain't nothing but a hypocrite action. You acting to get close to them, to hurt them. Come on now. Is that person really a Christian or she really a devil? Can I get a witness here? Y'all need to help me here. These are the future things. The Bible says in the future we're going to judge the world and the angels. Why is it right now we cannot judge the littlest things in the church? Can I get a witness here? And let me show you some of these things that Paul was talking about that he was confronted with this church, with the correct church. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. The scripture said in chapter 5, verse 9, he said, I wrote up to you in an episode not to company with fornicators. If you do that, you just judge this man. If you know this man is a fornicator and you not keep it company with him, you just judge him. So I don't want to hear all about that you ain't judging nobody. If you say this guy fornicating, you just judged him. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. The scripture says, verse 10, he said, get not all together with fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or the idolaters, then must ye need go out of the world. But now I have written unto you not to keep company. Paul said this, not to keep company with who? With these kind of people that's in the church, that's living this kind of lifestyle. He said not to keep company. If you do, if he's telling you to do, you have already judged these people. Hallelujah. The scripture says, if any man that is called a brother, he's talking about a Christian. If any man is called a brother, or what we call a Christian, amen, be a fornicator, or covetous, or idolater, or wailer, or drunkard, or an extortioner, with such a one do not eat. Simply said, don't keep company with them, amen. Can I get a witness? Why? Because Paul don't want this to rub off on you and I. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we see them do it, we'll want to do it. Can I get a if we're not strong question? So Paul is warning us to judge these people so that we will not keep company. Number one, we judge people. We judge people to see where they're at. Number two, we judge people so that we won't be tainted our own self. Amen. Number three, we judge people in order to help them. God sent us to somebody who he have already judged to help somebody turn to God, to seek him, and to seek his holy presence. Hallelujah. Don't never let nobody tell you you don't supposed to judge. You are a judger, you are a discerner. Church, if you have God's spirit, amen. If you have God's spirit, good God Almighty, you already have the mighty judge of this world. What else is it do you need, amen, the Holy Ghost that discerns everything, amen. But yet we want to listen to these old faulty preachers and get all of this mess from them that is not true. I come to tell you, church, we need to start reading the word for ourselves, applying this word for ourselves, that we could be right with God. And if we're right with God, then God could be right with us. Amen. Let me take you to one more scripture before we close here. And I'm just trying to show you, amen, what the word, amen, says, amen. But the word is very clear that we supposed to judge our brother. Amen. Let me just give you this word. And there is no looking back out of what God says in his word, church. His word is true. His word is holy. Amen. If we love our brother, we will give him the commandment. This is love. Love is not an emotion. It's not a feeling. In the Bible, agape is giving your brother, your neighbor, the commandments, the word of God. That's how you show your brother you love him, by giving him the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The scripture says this. I'm going to start at verse 14. He said, chapter 2, verse 14 said, but the natural man receiveth not or accepts not the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolish unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Amen. That's the word used for judge. Verse 15 says, but he that is spiritual, he says, he that is spiritual, he that is a Christian. If you are a Christian, you're supposed to be spiritual. Amen. Hallelujah. So he that is spiritual judges all things. Oh, y'all ain't hear me. What did he say? He said, he that is spiritual judges all things. Or I can put it this way. But he that is spiritual discerneth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Because if you walk in the Spirit cannot be judged, because the Spirit is the Word of God. It cannot be judged, church. He said, for who has known the mind of Christ that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is what? The judgment, the Word of God. Can I get a witness here? The mind of Christ is the Word of God. This is what we feed our mind with the Word of God. We feed our mind with the Word of God. Church, I come by to let you know that you are your brother's keeper. I come by to let you know that you are God's judgment. I come by to let you know today, church. Hallelujah. A spiritual man, I said, a spiritual man, a spiritual woman, not a worldly man, a worldly woman. I say a spiritual man, a spiritual woman, judges all things. That means that they distinguish good from evil in all